All right, Brooke, you are going for 4 wins in a row today, and right. You're going to be playing Ariel.
Oh, from The Little Mermaid?
Yep, she decided to call in. She's on a rock somewhere in the Pacific, twirling her hair with a thingamabob or whatever.
A dingle hopper.
Is that what it was?
Yep.
All right, Ariel, how are you?
It's Ariel.
Ariel, sorry, yeah. From Tacoma. Yeah.
Oh, you can talk again. That's so great.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys want to know something funny, though?
What?
Yep.
My daughter's name is Melody.
Well.
Okay. What does that have to
do? Because Ariel sings, and so.
There's a second movie, and her daughter, she has a daughter, and her name's Melody.
Oh wow. Really?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You probably have to explain that a lot, huh?
Yeah, I really do.
All right. We're going to send Brooke out of the room. Ariel, you have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass. You have to beat Brooke outright to win, okay?
All right.
Here we go. Your time starts now. What is the minimum age requirement to start a Facebook or a Twitter account?
17.
In the 1960s, what fast food restaurant was convinced to keep their logo because it resembled two nourishing breasts?
Hooters.
What TV sitcom has generated over $3 billion in revenue since 1995?
Friends.
Name the retail chain that gets sued an average of 20 times per day.
Pass.
All right, we'll bring Brooke back into the room. So, what do you do for a living, Ariel?
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Stay-at-home mom. So you stay at home with Melody, your daughter?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and what's the best thing about what do you like about your daughter the best?
That she's really independent.
She's independent. What don't you like about her?
Okay. It was a good question. You don't need to follow up.
There's got to be opposite ends of the coin on that. There's got to be something that bugs you.
Yeah, she just got off her binky, so she's super whiny now.
All right.
So, kind of like a downfall.
Yeah.
No, I'm just like, I can't hear you in that voice because it's like fingernails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm the same way without my binky, though.
Yeah, thank you for being honest about that. I appreciate that. Most of the time you ask people and they don't give you an answer at all. Both of you guys chimed in and was like, it's the whining. It's terrible. I can't stand it. All right, Brooke, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Your time starts now. What is the minimum age requirement to start a Facebook or a Twitter account?
12.
In the 1960s, what fast food restaurant was convinced to keep their logo because it resembled two nourishing breasts?
McDonald's.
What TV sitcom has generated over $3 billion in revenue since 1995?
Seinfeld.
Name the retail chain that gets sued an average of 20 times per day.
H&M.
You have a better chance of survival if you drown in cold or hot water.
Oh, interesting. I'm going to go with survive if you drown in cold.
All right, let's send it on over to the scoreboard. See how you guys did with Jose.
Don't drop that da-da-da. Hey, don't drop that da-da-da.
Bolaños.
I love that song. Ariel, you unfortunately got 0 today. Brooke?
Yeah.
3 correct.
Congratulations, Brooke. 4 Thank wins you. In a row. Ariel, no wins for you, which means no $100.
Aw, sucks.
It's all right.
Yeah, it does.
We might have a consolation prize for you after I read the questions.
Yeah.
We do. We always do.
Oh,
so hang on one second.
Good tease, Jubal.
And I'll read the questions. What is the minimum age requirement to start a Facebook or a Twitter account? 13 years old. In the 1960s, what fast food restaurant was convinced to keep their logo because it resembled two nourishing breasts? McDonald's.
Yeah.
I actually had a conversation with Donald Trump about it, and he was like, no, you need to keep those. They look like huge boobs.
Didn't it start as one hump, too, the McDonald's logo?
I don't know.
I don't really know. A design consultant convinced them it was a subconscious lure to get people in the doors.
Hey, they
were right.
Have your logo looking like boobs.
Billion served.
What TV sitcom has generated over $3 billion in revenue since 1995? Seinfeld.
Wow.
Still gets great ratings. Jerry even turned down over $100 million for a 10th season.
Dang.
That's how you know you're tired of a job.
Yeah, no kidding. And you don't like your coworkers.
Uh-huh. Name the retail chain that gets sued an average of 20 times per day. That would be Walmart.
Yeah.
5,000 lawsuits per year. Most of them are by employees filing discrimination claims or overtime pay.
Oh, that's nice.
You have a better chance of survival if you drown in cold water over
really?
Hot water. Cold water slows down your heartbeat, gives you up to an hour to be resuscitated. In warm water, you're basically done.
Mm. Okay.
You're dead.
Or you didn't win the money, but just for playing today, you got 2 tickets to the Pacific Science Center in Seattle.
Nice.
Play Winbrook's Box, same time tomorrow.